It's now time for the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame ceremony on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
All right, thanks, Ashley. We are here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson prior to tonight's finale of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament for both the boys and the girls. Girls set to play the Illini West Chargers coming up following the ceremony, followed by the Streaks boys and their finale of the tournament coming up as well, as they will take on Thorn Ridge in the final game here tonight. Getting ready for the Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony here from John Thiel Gymnasium. We're going to bring you that in its entirety. Another good class of inductees into the Hall of Fame. And just a couple of minutes, we'll be sending things down to the floor, and Dick Lindstrom will be emceeing the Hall of Fame ceremonies as he does normally. So we'll have that coming up in as we said, in just a couple of minutes here. Overtime game that just happened, as things obviously running behind today. Things were a little bit slow with some of the boys' games earlier today. And then on top of it, we just had an overtime game as Westinghouse came back to defeat Urbana in overtime. And, of course, just what you'd think after things are already running behind. Last-second three-pointer in regulation ties it up for Westinghouse in a game Urbana more or less gave away. They had the victory in hand and kind of gave it away, and same thing in overtime. And Westinghouse comes back and wins 70-68. Earlier today, the Streaks defeated Westinghouse. The Streaks boys in a very low-scoring, very close game, 37-34. Was the final score in that one. Football action, a game you heard right here on WGIL. Minnesota defeated the Illinois Fighting Illini 27-7 was the final in that one. Some high school football from earlier today at state championship games down in Champaign. The Richwoods Knights lost the 6A championship to Prairie Ridge out of Crystal Lake. 35-14 was the final. Crazy game in Class 5A as Lombard Montini defeated Joliet Catholic. 70-45 was the final in that game earlier today. So tonight, as we mentioned, the Galesburg Silver Streaks will take on the Chargers from Illini West in girls basketball, and the Silver Streak boys team, who is undefeated, they will take on Thorn Ridge coming up, and Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that game for you immediately following our game between the Streaks girls and Illini West. Just about ready to get our ceremony underway here as they're getting everything set at the podium, all the plaques down on the table on the floor here at John Thiel Gymnasium, and looks like we're about ready to get things started here as the Hall of Fame committee is down on the floor as well. Just awaiting the signal from Mr. Dick Lindstrom as to when he's ready to get everything started here from John Thiel Gymnasium. Dick is just about ready here. Looks like we can go ahead and send things down to the floor here at John Thiel Gymnasium. The 2011 Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And let's send things down to the floor here at John Thiel Gymnasium, and our MC for tonight, Dick Lindstrom.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium and the 23rd Annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom, your Master of Ceremonies this evening. Every year, this is truly a special ceremony, and we're happy that you're here to help us honor these outstanding Silver Streak athletes, coach, and football team. A special welcome to those who are listening on the internet. Let me first introduce those who are joining me in the ceremony this evening. First, Rick Welty, President of District 205 Board of Education. Next, Dr. Tom Childs, Principal, Galesburg High School. Next, Ralph Henning, Athletic Director, Galesburg High School. Next, Steve Hawkins, President of the GHS Booster Club. And finally, longtime Booster Club member and GHS supporter, Pete Theory. Every year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at GHS, and we call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Ceremony. Each year, we invite a different group of people to this reunion. Star athletes, teams, coaches that were part of the fabric of Galesburg and what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools don't have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective that we have here in Galesburg. We think it's good. Those of you who have looked over the program note that there is an obvious emphasis on multi-sport athletes, and particularly football athletes. So because of this uniqueness, our first inductee is the undefeated 1906 Galesburg High School football team, the only undefeated team that has not been enshrined. Representing the 1906 football team is Pat Burns, grandson of one of the members. The 1906 football team posted the first undefeated season in GHS gridiron history and is one of only three teams to finish the season undefeated. The 1916 and 1956 squads each posted 9-0 records, exceeding the 6-0-1 record of the 1906 team. Accounts state that if Galesburg's star quarterback had played the first game of the season, Galesburg would have been undefeated and untied. While there is evidence of football being played in the late 1800s, 20th century organized football started in the fall of 1902, and GHS won all but one game that year. GHS did not field a team in 1903, but in 1904, football returned, and while the team's record was not good, those players that finished the season were awarded a G, or a G for your letter sweater or jacket. In 1905, the squad returned to its winning ways, playing an especially tough defense, losing only two games. After the 1905 season was concluded, the Board of Education considered abolishing football because of dangers of injury. But the rules were changed, eliminating most dangers of injury, and so the 1906 season was assembled under the direction of a manager, which in effect was a business manager, and a captain. And only three teams scored upon this squad. In one game, the squad left at 3 o'clock in the morning to play in Carthage, a long trip, a team that hadn't been scored upon in 2 years, and GHS won the game 27-0. The final game was against Kewaunee here in Galesburg, was played before a crowd of nearly 1,000 spectators. Defense was the centerpiece of this squad, yielding a mere 26 points the entire season and winning the conference championship. Several things of note: the game, the equipment, even the rules were much different than today's game. Secondly, the team at that time was more like a club activity, with the manager collecting funds for equipment. The 1906 was a financial success, and the team members called their own plays. Three members of the 1906 team, some here tonight, may have known or remembered. Team members included the business manager or promoter, Harlan Little, longtime owner of Continental Clothing, grandfather of Pat Burns, and most of you could probably see Harlan putting together the number of people to make sure that he had 1,000 people at a football game to make it a financial success. The captain of the team was Ralph J. Noble, a star athlete. He attended Stanford University, the first Knox County casualty in World War I, and whose name, Legion Post 285, is named. The left end was Henry Prince, the left guard was George Pittard, the right tackle was a gentleman named Raul Allensworth, longtime auto dealer and a business partner of Harlan Little, who, with Harlan Little, promoted the Roof Garden Dance Hall, many of you have read about in Tom Wilson's column. The quarterback was Byron West, the right halfback was Earl Noble, Ralph's brother. The left tackle was Tom Waters. The fullback was Harold Shaver. And the other linemen were Anderson, Hulbert, and Ingersoll. Of note, that this squad's record was achieved without a team coach. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, the 1906 GHS football team.
You're listening to the GHS Hall of Fame induction ceremony here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14.
The first inductee, a member of the Veterans Committee at GHS, Veterans Committee appointing candidates from 1972 back, is from the class of 1949, Charles Snooky Davis. Charles Davis is deceased and is represented this evening by Drexler Blue. Charles Davis was an outstanding all-around athlete, excelling in both football and track. Charles on the gridiron was a guard on offense and an end on defense and was a two-year letter winner. His senior year, 1948, the team posted an 8-1 record, losing only the first game to Moline and then winning the next eight, including wins over Peoria Woodruff, East Moline, Rock Island, Canton, and Kewaunee. Paired with our next inductee, Chuck Booth, Charles Davis and Booth might be the best offensive guard pair, football-wise, in GHS history. Defensively, Charles was a force dominating play so extensively he forced Streak's opponents to run the other direction. On a team loaded with great athletes like Hall of Famers Howard Keene, Fred Ripple, and Bob Hoops, Charles helped make it all happen up front. Charles was named first team All-Northwest Conference, all Illini Conference teams, but his most prestigious honor was being selected to the Chicago Daily News first team All-State and being one of the first GHS linemen and the first African-American to earn All-State honor recognition. Charles also excelled in track, earning three varsity letters. He put the shot, threw the discus, ran the 880-yard relay. His senior year, Charles qualified for the state finals as a member of the 880-yard relay team. After graduate, Charles enlisted in the armed forces and served with his country with honor in the Korean conflict. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Charles Davis. Our next veterans category candidate is from the class of 1950, Charles A. Booth, Jr. Chuck Booth passed away in September of 01, is represented tonight by his nephew, Stan Buck from Davenport, Iowa. Chuck Booth played 3 years of varsity football and baseball, but football is where Chuck really excelled. Along with Charles Davis, they were like the Jerry Kramer and Fuzzy Thurston of the Packer years, at offensive guard. Booth lettered for 3 years and the 1948 and 1949 teams collectively, their record 15-3. Chuck Booth again was part of head coach Cliff Van Dyke, who Van Dyke Field is named after, was an outstanding line play, and his line coach at the time was an outstanding coach in his own right, Ted Monsager. Chuck earned all-conference honors in both the Northwest Conference and Illini Conference, and was an all-state selection in both the Chicago Daily News and the Champaign News Gazette. Chuck also played baseball for the Streaks for coach Chuck Bednar. Chuck Booth was elevated to the varsity as a sophomore, something that Coach Bednar seldom did, on a team that was already loaded and had won their first 20 games. The reason Chuck was promoted was he was a hard-working catcher, a valuable player. Chuck caught regularly as a junior and a senior for the Streaks. In talking with his teammates, hard work and very competitive were mentioned every time. Chuck went on to play at the University of Iowa, accepting a football scholarship and lettering his junior and senior years. Chuck was married to his high school sweetheart, Sally Thomas, a 1951 cheerleader, for 49 years. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Charles A. Booth, Jr. Our final member of the Veterans Committee selection is Barry Swanson. Barry is unable to be at the ceremony this evening and, according to the rules, can accept his award next year. Our first candidate or inductee from the current era is Coach Michael "Mick" Hickey. Mick was a star athlete at Abingdon High School. He was a quarterback, a catcher, a starting forward, graduated from Abingdon High School in 1963, graduated from Western Illinois University in 1968. Mick arrived at Galesburg High School in 1969, and that was the beginning of 38 years of coaching either baseball, football, basketball, golf, or track and field. Mick was an athlete's coach, meaning players wanted to play or run for Mick. Mick would take a young, inexperienced, immature athlete, take a mental note of their potential, set a goal for their achievement, and then challenge them more to go beyond what they thought they could achieve. Mick and Hall of Fame coach Jerry Albright were especially successful coaching Streaks track and field teams. Mick is a coach that truly loved to come to work each day, loved to see his players have success, and as he gained experience, became a student of the game, and he passed along little coaching techniques that were required for personal and team success. And because he was a perfectionist, once again, they practiced some more, so that small fractions of a second help save a win in many events. On his Hall of Fame plaque, it says, "Coach and Mentor." If you played for Coach Hickey, you had a longtime friend. If you played for Coach Hickey, you remember two things: his strong hand and the quote, "There is no excuse for lack of effort." Mick and his wife, Lorraine, live in Galesburg. They have three children, Trisha, Christy, and Sean, each of whom were or are involved in sports. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Michael "Mick" Hickey.
You're listening to the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony here on WGIL. Coming up, it'll be Galesburg High girls basketball against Illini West once this ceremony is complete.
Our next inductee and the first GHS athlete from the modern era is from the class of 1985, Joe Dennis. Joe earned 7 letters for the streaks in football, baseball, and basketball. But football and baseball were Joe's best sports. When Joe came to GHS, he had made headlines as a Silver Gloves boxing champ. Nobody messed with Joe Dennis. Joe played on 3 winning football teams, including Western Big Six champion year 1983. Joe was captain of the 1984 football team his senior year. Football coach Kelly Kane calls Joe the ultimate competitor, a tough blocking back, but he ran for 600-plus yards himself, a great athlete, and a great 1-2 punch with Bobby Jackson. Joe was a catcher on the Streaks baseball team. Coach Gary Brewington says, the best arm of any catcher I ever coached. Good defensively, played hard. In basketball, he's one of the few GHS athletes of recent history that was actually ejected from a basketball game. It had something to do with water on the floor. He asked the referee to clean it up. The referee said, clean it up yourself. And he said, I think you ought to clean it up. And he was kicked out of the game in Morton, Illinois. When I told Joe the story, he says, that isn't it. He says, I was kicked out of the last Lombard Churchill football game and basketball game ever played. So that will never be overpassed. That is not to be listened to by sports or by athletes that are in the gym, by the way. Joe earned a budget award as the outstanding senior athlete in a year that had a ton of great athletes. Joe currently lives in Birmingham, Alabama, is a physical education teacher, has been for 18 years. He's married, has a daughter, Peyton, and a son, JoJo. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Joe Dennis. Our next inductee into the GHS Hall of Fame from the class of 1985, the other half of the Streaks 1-2 football baseball punch with Joe Dennis, is Robert Bobby Jackson. Accepting for Bobby are Brandy Jackson, Emma Sargent, Robert Jackson Jr., O'Brien Allen, and Trey Allen. Bobby lettered in football and baseball, and he excelled in both. On the gridiron, Bobby came into his own in the 1983 season, rushing for 16 touchdowns. Bobby actually rushed for over 900 yards in Western Big Six play. Bobby could run over you or run around you. As great as Bobby was on the football field, he was even more outstanding as a baseball player for Coach Gary Brewington. He hit .563. In the 1985 season and was selected All-State. Bobby was the third baseman for the Streaks, and Coach Brewington says the ball jumped off his bat. He had a super quick bat, a line drive hitter. Sometimes the ball would hit the fence on the fly, not elevating more than 10 or 12 feet, reminding scouts of Major League ball player Bill Madlock. The Moline High School baseball coach said he was never so happy to see an opposing team player graduate. He was drafted in the 4th round of the amateur draft, the 82nd overall player taken by the in the draft, drafted by the San Francisco Giants. Frankly, a good case can be made that Bobby Jackson just might be the best combination football, baseball player in GHS history. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Robert Bobby Jackson. Our next inductee from the GHS class of 1991 is Mickey Johnson. Mickey was an outstanding all-around athlete for the Silver Streaks, lettering in football, basketball, and baseball. Mickey pitched for Coach Gary Brewington, and on the mound, he was obviously an imposing figure. But it was football where Mickey truly was outstanding. He was a two-year starter, earned All-Conference Player of the Year honors in 1991. He was named All-State by the Chicago Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Champaign News-Gazette. At 6'3", 230 pounds, he was an imposing defensive lineman, forcing 6 fumbles, recorded 6 tackles for loss, and 13 solo tackles. His coach, Chris Stiles, noted that Mickey achieved all this with teams running away from his defensive position, and he would still run down ball players. Mickey played tight end on offense for the Streaks, catching 17 passes for 233 yards. With this outstanding play, recruiters came calling, and the University of Illinois won his services. He lettered in football for the Fighting Illini for 4 years. He was selected All Big Ten in 1993, led the Big Ten in tackles for loss that year. In 1994, Mickey was named Honorable Mention All-American. All Mickey's awards were earned in spite of numerous injuries, including a torn MCL knee injury. Mickey also has been vocal about the values of effort, respect, and responsibility he learned from his coaches and support network around him in Galesburg. Mickey lives in Champaign, where he was the University of Illinois Fire Marshal for 4 years. He is now a human resources coordinator at the university. Mickey also coaches eighth grade basketball at Ederson Middle School in Champaign and still teaches the values learned in Galesburg 20 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Mickey Johnson.
You're listening to the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony here on WGIL. GHS girls basketball coming up as soon as the ceremony is complete.
Our final inductee this evening from the GHS class of 2006 is David J. Anderson. Selected in his first year of eligibility, David Anderson was an outstanding multi-sport athlete, earning 10 varsity letters in swimming, football, and track. David, at 6'5", 220-pound defensive end, was an imposing player, and as a result, earned all-conference honors. On the football team, he was a 3-year letter winner and team captain. On the track, David was a conference champion in the discus and was a state qualifier. He was a 3-year letter winner there and was captain of the track team. But swimming is where David really earned his Hall of Fame award. David holds 4 school and 3 Mustaine pool records, qualified for state 4 years, a state medalist, an All-American in swimming, and team captain. In 04-05, David placed 8th in the state in the freestyle and 8th in the 200 freestyle relay. In 05-06, he set records in the 50 and 100 freestyle that still stand, and that team placed 9th in the state. David won the Budget Award, GHS Senior Athlete of the Year, and the Don Morris Western Big Six Male Athlete of the Year Award. And to show his toughness, he tore his ACL in the final football game of his senior season. He swam with the torn ACL his senior year and had surgery only after the season was over, therefore not participating in track. In a city with many great swimmers, David is one of the best. David went on to the University of Notre Dame, where he earned one letter in track, four letters in swimming, and was a Big East Conference qualifier. He graduated with a BA in accounting and a master's degree from Notre Dame. And one final thing, David was an all-conference academic football, swimming, and track player at Galesburg High School. He was all-state academic football and swimming, an Illinois Principal Scholar, an Illinois State Scholar, a Wendy's High School Heisman nominee, a National Honor Society member, and a 3.9 GPA at GHS in the top 5 in the class. David currently works for KPMG accounting firm in Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, David Anderson. I'd personally like to thank the following for helping in the information collected this evening: A&E Kimbrough, Tom Wilson, Gary Brewington, Kelly Kane, Jerry Albright, Jeff Holt, Bill Morgan, and the family and friends of our inductees. We invite you to see their plaques in the Hall of Fame trophy case at behind us here at Thiel Gymnasium. This concludes our Hall of Fame ceremony. Thank you for your attention. Let's play some more Silver Streaks basketball.
All right, the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony here from John Thiel Gymnasium. Congratulations to all the inductees and their families. A great honor. Always a good night here tonight. Coming up, it'll be Silver Streak girls basketball, followed, Will, you've got a doubleheader here, followed by Silver Streak boys basketball on WGIL. The girls taking on Illini West. The boys will play Thorn Ridge coming up a little bit later on with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. We'll take this time out and come back with Silver Streak girls basketball here on WGIL.